Becky.
Hello, Helen.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're not.
I love how we start this.
You're poorly sick.
I'm okay.
With your deep, sexy voice.
I make off, yes, Helen. Yeah. Coming soon from Miramax.
Miramax?
That was like an 80s trailer.
I know what
everything,
Miramax
everything
is.
Was from Miramax.
Can't say that's Harvey Weinstein's.
Sorry?
It's Harvey Weinstein Company, Miramax.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Ooh. Okay. Coming soon from...
Viacom.
Well,
Touchstone.
Touchstone.
Yeah.
Touchstone Pictures.
Cocktail.
Yeah. Was that the blue circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Oh, they've set a fire to Brad Pitt's mum.
Okay, we're kind of busy. Start watching films. I'll turn the TV off.
It's in his pants.
Turn the TV off.
Okay.
Focus.
Dad.
Okay.
Oh, I just need to start by apologising to my brother just in case I say something.
You do this every time. Told me. You have to...
I know, but just in case I say something.
Hey,
that
Jemaire.
He's already told me.
What did he tell you?
No, that was last time.
Oh.
But just in case I say something now.
Right.
That he's told me.
So you're preempting an apology?
Yes. Because, no doubt, I'll say the wrong thing.
Okay.
As you were, can I muckily work?
So, can I just say, as we were just watching Snatch.
Yeah.
What would be your gangster name?
Helen Two Tits.
Helen Two Tits.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really cool name.
I know.
Why is she called Helen Two Tits?
Because she's got two
tits. Two tits, Harry. I would be 10 Rum Rick.
9 10. It sounds more snappy than 15 Rum Rick.
150 Rick. No, Rum Rick. Yeah.
It would be Pickle
just
Rick.
Rum Rick.
Pickled Rick.
Rick, yo.
Yeah.
I'm doing the... That's the Rick.
I know. That's so gross.
Okay, so...
Can we get a sponsorship deal with the Curly Whirlies?
Or...
Cadbury.
Kraken, I think would be more appropriate.
Curly Whirlies.
So, new podcast. This is number 5, 6?
6, maybe?
6.
I haven't done one for ages.
We haven't. Okay. So, what these are becoming is just me asking you questions I find on the internet.
Mm. And then we get annoyed.
Yeah. So, there's no movies, really.
Don't ask me anything about death.
Oh, the first question is...
Fuck off.
What do you want... to happen to your body when you have passed on.
You're joking, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm joking.
Okay.
Hog roast! No, sorry, oh. You're a pig. Shit, I didn't think about that one. No, it'd be a respectful barbecue, if anything.
It'd be an afternoon soiree.
I found this list of first time questions. Not what you're thinking.
Okay.
Because we don't want to discuss that. So it's a list of questions and it's all about the first time something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that'd be quite a good jump into that.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, first app you check when you wake up in the morning. I imagine for a lot of people it would be Facebook. Oh, your alarm app, I think would be the...
Oh yeah, and normally getting annoyed.
Yeah.
Because I've set it to go off every 5 minutes and it goes off every 5 minutes.
Even when you're putting your shoes on, it's still going, you're like, I know!
Going to work.
Is that like you're putting on shoe alarm? Like, if you haven't done it by then, you're really
fucked.
Behind. Yeah.
No, because they take you to work now. So I drop you off. It goes off at 7:50, 8 o'clock, 8:04, and then 8:30.
What's 8:04 about?
I don't know.
Helen, it's 4 minutes since your last alarm.
I think it might be I wanted to be a little more reckless and not have like an alarm ending on a 5 or a 0.
Yeah.
But it goes at 8:04, and every time it goes, I'm like, so, I need to change that.
What is the first app? Like, because I know you get up way before I do, and I know that you're on your phone for like a good 4 hours before I even wake up. I think you wake
so
up at like
about you than me.
About 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and you check shit, and you're on already.
Probably Instagram, because I like to look at the Instagram stories to see if Dan Levy has posted.
Really, just that? Okay.
Yeah, because he appears first now for some on my. So whenever he does something, it appears first.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I probably check Instagram.
That was a shout out to Dan Levy if he's listening.
Yeah. I'm just Greek. But also, it depends also what notifications I've got.
Right.
Because I don't like notifications, so I open the apps to get rid of the notifications.
My first is, I missed an alarm.
Yeah, I know.
You missed this alarm.
You missed your wife hitting you.
Yeah. Okay, second question. First broken bone. Have you ever broken a bone, or is that...
Touch whatever this table is made out of, not wood.
I think it's plastic.
We should go and ask the man at the shop to show us the identical table.
He just put his shoe on it and then just... Like, he did, he leaned on it weird. And but anyway.
Not really. I've broken, like, okay. Toes.
That's still a bone.
Well, that's what they say, but then...
Do you know how the human skeleton works?
Well, they don't x-ray.
All right. Have you ever broken a tooth? Because that's skeleton.
No. Okay. Well, I've got a chip, but I don't know.
All right. We'll just... Because, yeah.
Yeah.
First foreign country you ever visited? Wales.
Probably... Belgium.
It's not probably. It's a. There's an exact...
Well, no. I can't remember because I was young.
Oh, Belgium. No, not that thing where you, like, your mum was pregnant with you and went somewhere.
No.
Right.
I don't know, because I can't remember, because it was, like, a long time ago. But probably, like...
Oh, all right, rub it in. Fucking travel over the world.
No, old person.
Yeah. We summered when I was one in Venice.
It might have been Belgium. I'm going to say Belgium. I'm going with Belgium.
Belgium for 10.
Because Belgium is where me and my brother ate chips with mayonnaise, where my brother became addicted to mayonnaise.
In France, they call them pommes frites, I believe.
Googled that. Addicted to mayonnaise before he became vegan. And horses wore nappies, which they actually don't.
Not gonna.
They have, because they're horse and carts that take tourists around, but they have like a little chute, leather chute that goes.
So next question runs into that. When the first plane you ever went on was would have been to Belgium. Oh, or did you go...
We used to get DFDS.
Did your dad carry you?
No, we used to get ferry. The ferry. Overnight ferry. We used to sit and play pontoon in our
like
cabin.
Titanic.
We saw Krull.
So before planes were around...
Funnily enough, the boat between fucking Harrogate or whatever, not Harrogate, it's ridiculous, and wherever we went to, it wasn't like a Titanic.
They're not?
No. The overnight
Was it like engine or was it like steam?
Engine. I'm guessing engine, but I think my mum will tell you that I walked along the boat kicking people. Going, move! Move!
Yeah, that sounds...
So I might have been 15.
Okay. First time you were allowed to put makeup on?
I don't know. I remember having a makeup set at my nanny's and putting it on and everyone laughing at me, being very inappropriate and saying I look like a red Indian because it was the 80s, so it was different then.
For me, it was... I was in my 20s.
You probably wore makeup
I was in my
20s.
I did the whole keyboard nails because I was such a punk rocker. First YouTuber you ever subscribed to? Like, that's a thing now. Was it the first YouTuber?
I don't really subscribe to YouTubers, but it would probably be Nikki Tutorials.
Mm. What happened to that guy from MySpace who friended everyone?
Tom.
I
don't know. Well, that
was he an actual person?
I think so. But there's that thing with
he had more friends than anyone.
What's it? I think it's just a joke meme thing where Mark Zuckerberg says we're bigger than MySpace, where's Tom now or something. And he's like, I sold my company to Yahoo for like $6 billion. I'm on a private island or something like that. Yeah. Or no, someone's
MySpace
like,
MySpace is better because you could put music and stuff.
It might not be Mark Zuckerberg. It might be someone else saying, you know, I bet like after Facebook, Tom's kicking himself. And he's like, well, no, actually.
Okay. First time you went shopping on your own?
It will have been...
a few years back when you left David.
It will have been with Becky... And some friends going into, I think, possibly Faye, a girl that I used to go to middle school with. Me, Becky, and someone else, I think, went into town. The first time I went in town, when I started high school and met Becky.
Who shoplifted first?
Never. I've never shoplifted. I don't think so. I'd be too scared. I was such a pussy. I'd be so scared.
Your dad would kill you.
My dad would
He would have proper,
me.
Like...
Yeah. But I remember buying from some shop a joke fake brick made out of foam.
What?
We didn't have PlayStations. everything.
Yeah.
So it was it looked like a fake brick, so you threw it, people would go, ah, but it's foam, it's not gonna hurt them.
I remember by as and a kid buying like the
shop saying, go and throw that at my son, it'll be really funny.
I remember buying like toy flick knives. Where no, like a knife, and it went
in. Oh yeah,
in.
It went in.
Yeah, like that was a toy. Yeah. Your mum would go, yeah, get one, and you'd be like, okay.
And fake cigarettes, you put flour.
Yeah,
in.
And you would pretend to stab your friend to death, stabby, and you'd be stab, like, stab, look, stab. It's going in. It's.
And they blame computer games.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like now, I think if you bought it, you just get shot. Okay, your first cooking experience? What? Okay.
Don't know.
I think mine was pancakes. Me and my dad cooking what we thought were pancakes. It didn't work out that way.
Is this something you cook the cake, bake the cake? And you just made a really vanilla-y biscuit.
That was gross.
Well,
one teaspoon.
And you did tablespoon.
Compared to like a ladle.
Yeah, like pretty much ladle.
What's a ladle? Oh, it's not a lullaby. Your first fear. What?
Needles.
I don't know, death.
Needles.
Oh, yeah, needles. Your first heartbreak. Oh, it's too long. Let's keep going. Yeah, let's keep going.
So many, Ricky.
Your first job.
Working.
It's a list of firsts.
Working at the. I might have done a day because we weren't in our Saturday jobs when we were going out. I might have done a day at the cafe. I nearly said restaurant, which is. Totally overworking it in Rugby Precinct.
It's called a cafe.
I think it was, I want to say Pinocchio's, it was called. My friend Jenny used to work there and I helped her. And I helped her out. I was fucking useless because I'd never done it before. I couldn't carry more than one thing because I was so scared I was going to drop it.
Oh,
so
mate.
It took me like an hour to do thing. And the guy just gave me, I got a little brown envelope with some money in. Oh, best day ever, mate.
I can carry 6 plates.
I know you can. Show off.
On each arm.
I know. I feel like.
But
I
when
should...
I get to the table, I can't. I need someone else to like yeah. take them off.
Yeah, not me. Like... I feel like I should give you children so you can show off and go.
Yeah.
We can't have more than 4 though.
But no, when you start off as a waiter, sorry, just to.
Oh yeah, sorry. Know, I thought it was all about me.
For the waiter world, you start off with obviously one in each hand, and you're good. Then you do that whole layer, one there, one there.
Yeah.
You can do 3, because you put and then you do 4, and you can kind of, but when then you get. Pro and you get like one in your head.
But how do you put? So I understand how you can do 1, 2.
Well, if you get 3, 4, so
do you have to get the people to put them on.
They're on like here.
Yeah.
So you got 2 in your hand, yeah. And then you've got 2. So you can put the bottom one in your hand down.
Yeah.
And you kind of slide that next one. Depends what you got. If it's a flat plate, you're fine. If it's like a pasta bowl, you're fucked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, bowl of soup. Never do that. That's ridiculous. Okay, your first swear word.
Come.
But yeah, straight away.
Fuck or shit.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Just in with the goods.
I think I just came out of my mother.
Okay.
Go fucking hell, love.
Your first thought today.
I'm going to be all on my own in the office.
That was your first thought?
You didn't no, look my over first and thought...
go, I'm so happy to be married to this man.
Oh yeah, my first thought was probably about, I need to check, do I need to move the car? Because of people from work parking here to go somewhere else. I was like, do I need to move the car so Annie can park?
I'd love to get in your head. First time you went on the train on your own?
Again, probably with Becky to Coventry or Birmingham.
It was like the other week.
To Coventry or Birmingham with Becky shopping. A lot of my first that are like teenage first will be with Becky.
Your first online picture of you that you took. So the first picture you took of you and then posted it online could have been any kind of... like. Think back, okay, like, wow. MySpace. I think before then you had, like...
Friendster?
Yeah. Okay, you'd be on me now.
Friends Reunited?
Yeah, all right.
AOL. Did I put anything AOL, on AOL? Yeah. I don't know, because you didn't really have...
You couldn't take digital.
Yeah, you didn't, and so you had to scan things. I don't know. I remember a guy, the very first guy that I ever met online, I was about 18... And I can't say his name because he's slightly famous. Well, he's well known in certain circles.
Wait, tell me.
No, I can't. I'll tell you after.
What?
I can't.
Did you, like, chat to him and stuff?
I went to meet him.
H from Steps?
Take his house, no.
The other one from Steps.
No, Lee Latchford Evans. Oh, isn't that embarrassing that I know that?
It was him, I knew it.
I sent him a picture. I had to post him pictures.
In the letter?
The post, yes.
The Royal Mail?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that later.
We will talk about that later.
Because that's insane. Mm-hmm. The first book you remember reading. Mine was The Hungry Caterpillar. And it is still
your favorite book.
My favorite book.
But I think, to be honest,
one day I'm going to finish that book.
It's probably the only book you've ever read.
Have you tried to read it?
It's really intense.
It gets too emotional.
Sorry, I keep playing with it.
And there's holes in the book.
I
know. It's amazing.
Oh, Ricky.
No, don't. You can't. Why do you have to bring everything down?
It would be like a faraway tree or something. No, oh my god, I used to have these really cool books and they used to
Point Horror.
Them. No. I'm paying for them, babes. But,
was it like the first book ever?
No, they were called Amelia Jane.
Oh.
And it was about toys. And there was Amelia Jane and she was a doll. So it was toys that came to life when the... Do you know what? It was like Toy Story. But
I was going
to
say, have you just watched Toy Story?
No. So it was Amelia Jane. Don't, because I have feels, all the feels about this sort of thing. So she was called Amelia Jane and she was a doll. She wore a red dress. It had like a little white collar. She had black paint shoes, little white socks. And she had black hair. She kind of looked a little bit like... I might have just described Orphan Nanny. But she kind of looked like that. And all the other toys thought she was mean.
Mm.
And they used to do horrible things. She probably was just a bit bossy.
Right.
But they would be so horrible. They did one. They used to lock her in the cupboard. Like, you know Thomas Tank Engine, where they bricked that trainer?
Oh, Henry, because he was mean.
Yeah, that's just fucking vile.
I think, you know, he had a cold. He sneezed a lot or something.
But, fuck off.
No, not you.
You couldn't have locked me in. But anyway, they also did this one where they gave her a necklace and she's like, I've got the prettiest necklace in the whole wide world. And then they told her, oh, it's growing worms, they're going to eat your head. And it wasn't. What they'd given her was a necklace of conkers and it started to sprout. And they wouldn't cut it off her.
Okay, sorry. Let's move on because I see you're getting very...
It really annoyed me. They were
really emotional with
it. So horrible to her.
That sounds... Again, we can talk about this another time.
Dolls are evil. It's still like fucking Chucky.
Dolly, she doesn't mean you.
No, Dolly, love you.
Okay. I'm scared of every question now because it's like...
No, don't.
It's like a trigger.
Carry on.
The first person you text when something exciting happens, Chris.
You, priest.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, babe. The first thing you do every morning.
Look at you.
Okay.
And go...
You're like, fucking piss it.
Turn my alarm off.
I fucking can't. The first thing I do when I get home.
The first thing
sleep.
You do. Oh, the first thing I do.
Yeah.
The first thing you do.
Sleep.
Take
off your bra.
Go, you're a priest. How's Spider-Man?
Just kind of burst in the house, make some mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw some shit around.
Yeah. Normally let the cats in because they're sat outside even though you're sat facing.
See, I know the answer to the next question. The first time you ever got drunk, you were like 3.
I was 6.
And your mum forced a bottle of Jack down your throat.
Thank God. I was 6 and my parents had a party and I drank all the dregs of everyone's drink on the table, like all the little
bits. Are you a drink fairy?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, well, back in...
I was 6.
When I... In Revs, in Milton Keynes, the first Rev. We used to have this guy walk in and we used to call him Drink Fair. Oh, Drink Fair is in. And he would look, not buy anything. He would just walk around and like get into groups and then just drink whatever people put down. And he'd get pissed and then leave. It's fucking hilarious. Smart, but hilarious.
That's what I did. I think it's a cute story. A lot of people think it's child abuse. And
The first wedding you ever attended.
Some weird family thing of one of my parents, and sorry, I what? Remember, like a family, but
oh,
not like,
one of your parents.
No, no.
Is wedding.
No, because they married each other before I was born. But no, so my parents have their immediate family, and then they have lots of family that who I don't really know.
Remember, we said half hour podcast.
Yeah, no, it was one of them. There's a story, Ricky, because again, I've got feelings and emotions. So, I had a French plait in my hair. I've been to hairdressers. Had a French plait.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because you'll find out. And I had a green jacket on. Like a suit jacket. Like a blazer thing. It was the 80s. And I had white lace gloves.
Bang around.
Like the white lace fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
And I was really shy. Really shy. Because I'm a very shy person. And I remember like they were taking the family. It was where you had everyone in the family. Like in the picture. And this guy kind of spoke to me. Mum went, oh, she's shy. And he went, who did your hair? Lester Piggott. because he said my hair looked like a horse that had been braided. Which get gloves from Michael Jackson. And I just thought, people are fucking mean.
I'm done.
Yeah, and I just thought that was incredibly mean.
So you enjoy, to say my you, hair you like weddings.
Like a jockey had done it, and my gloves look like my
Jackson's gloves. Oh, is that what, Lester Big, Lester a Big jockey. Jockey? Okay,
yeah.
Didn't know that.
Youth.
Just, I don't really know jockeys.
No. Well, there's only really Lester Piggott and Frankie Dettori. Again, and then the other one.
You could say any. You could say Harry Harry. And I wouldn't. Okay. You can make up any name.
Okay. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, so I said my hair.
Cool. When did you have your first sleepover?
Becky. At some point.
Okay, that's fine. When did you get your first speeding ticket?
Last year.
Was that your first?
Year. Yeah. Not being caught. No.
First time you got in a fight, fist fight, punchy punchy, fighty fighty. No, like not like playful.
Oh, you mean when I've done my like, street brawling?
Yeah.
My gang
when
days.
Did you first start street fighting?
I've never had a fight.
You've never had a fight?
No.
How do you know? How like people could are could you?
Terrified of me.
Yeah, the best thing to do. Is to punch yourself a few times and just scream. And everyone just leaves you alone.
That's a prayer.
Honestly.
No.
Trust me on that one.
I told you, Ricky, I'm a pussy. I wouldn't have a fight. Can you just check this recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Carry on. I hate that. That's when it gets weird.
We're just nervous.
Okay.
Do you remember?
just to... I don't know, make it a bit different. I'll ask you some more questions.
Snap it.
This is get to know her. I'm just like opening, asking you everything. Okay. Let me just find a good one. There's a huge list here. That's ridiculous. Do you feel that you have a special connection with a certain type of music? For me personally, it's the sound that, like, music I like.
The sound of music?
No, just sound, like, music that makes sound. I like that
okay. type of... No, Ricky, that's a pretentious question.
Do you hum to yourself or whistle when you're feeling cheerful?
I don't whistle. I don't hum.
You never ever find yourself cheerful?
There is that as well.
What do you do when you're cheerful?
I think I'm having a stroke. What is this? Why is my mouth moving?
Masturbate when you're cheerful.
I don't know.
This is probably the greatest question to ever ask someone you just met.
God. Right, we haven't just
Do met. You listen to music?
Do you know what?
It's not the same, like, what music, you know, it's just like, okay. Well, yeah, I have to.
It's like
There's
a,
just music in the world. I can't...
It's like a learn French book, like, yeah. Pointless question. I don't actually, really, but I never have. I listen
What
to
is the podcast. Traditional music of your country?
Chas and Dave.
Fuck off. Like, how old are you?
Sorry, Black Late. Oh, no, it's even worse. Steps. I don't know.
Oh, this is good. How many MP3 tracks do you have?
What?
How many MP3 tracks do you
Does
have?
Does that mean how many Spotify playlists? Is that what that means? When was this quiz from?
Years ago, we used to have an MP3 thing.
So after me?
I love that you had the iPod and then everything else was an MP3 player.
Yeah.
Like, nothing could, like... How many music CDs? Like...
Oh my god!
Do you have?
I don't know, probably about 30, 40?
40 CDs?
Yeah, they're in that box, aren't they?
Is that all?
Yes, because I don't listen to music, really. I got rid of a load as well.
How many music cassette tapes do you have?
I'm going to say
none. I don't think you can class double album. Like.
I'm going to say none.
How many music vinyl records, LPs, EPs, and 45s do you have? They were in brackets, by the way.
I do have a box of them somewhere, but they're like ones from my nan, so it's like Harry Secombe. I've also got We're Not Jokes, We're Little Minnie Mokes.
Okay, this is all about music.
Or my brother might have that.
This is all about music.
Oh, this will
Okay,
go well.
So this is about musical abilities.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
What sort of singer are you?
Oh, the fucking best.
Can I play that Always by Bon Jovi, that recording?
My ex-husband once said I had the voice of Alabaster Jones.
I don't know what that means.
You know Alan Jones, We're Walking in the Air, the Snowman song?
The kid, yeah.
Yeah, I sound him. All right, Alabaster Jones. They wanted me to shut up.
Have you ever tried singing in a karaoke bar?
No.
Is there even... If you're not in Japan...
Oh my god, they are everywhere.
Do you ever sing while taking a shower? Or having a bath? I think there's a whole different...
Yeah.
Lying down in the water is different to standing up in a
different
shower.
Different acoustics.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I normally talk to myself.
Why is this popular? Question mark.
I normally talk to myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you say? Do you talk about?
Oh. Right. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's cold.
Oh, that shower head is nice.
Ricky.
I play a periscope. Are you able to play any musical instruments? Like the ukulele your husband bought you?
No, I can play Wild Thing on the guitar. Slowly.
No, you can't.
I can, but slowly.
Oh, you play something that sounds something like... Like my friend Sam, he taught himself to play the intro to Smells Like Teen Spirit. It wasn't. It had the same, like timing.
Yeah.
And somewhere near the same kind of
up
and down sound.
I had guitar lessons.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I learned to play Wild Thing. Because I'm left-handed, the pictures, the diagrams that he'd given me of your finger placement, I did upside down because they were all for right-handed people.
Because your brain's upside down.
Yeah. And so then I just thought, this isn't going to work. I had a left-handed guitar and everything. My parents spent a lot of money. My dad still asks where it is.
Are you able to read music?
No.
If it's written in English? Okay, at home or on the move? What sort of system do you have for playing music at home?
Oh my god, I have a hi-fi.
You have a hi-fi?
No. I have a phone, Spotify, and Alexa.
Do you ever play music on your computer while you're using it, or do you find it's a distraction? Do you play CDs or MP3s?
Oh my god, move on to more
questions.
This
is amazing.
This is awful. Move on to other questions. So have questions about film. I do not
do you listen to music when you go cycling or jogging?
No, because I neither cycle nor jog.
Do you prefer to listen to music coming from loudspeakers, using headphones or earphones?
Oh my god, I feel like this is a fucking doctor's appointment.
Do you ever listen to your favourite song when you are mad, upset or sad?
No.
No, it's got a dark tone. Oh. How important are lyrics? Well, since you don't know any lyrics...
I know all the lyrics.
Really?
Yes. All of them. All of the lyrics.
All in one.
I like songs that have lyrics and that have,
wow.
That you can hear what?
Why do so many people blame music lyrics for other reasons such as suicide? Why is heavy metal to blame, Helen?
Oh my god.
It just like went. Do you like what's... earphones or speakers?
Yeah.
Why suicide?
Yeah.
Why do so imagine many people stereotype heavy metal, rock, and alternative as satanic music?
Because they're weird.
Is there some heavy metal bands, rock bands, or alternative bands that are satanic or have satanic ties?
Ricky?
Yeah.
Are these questions still things that you ask like on a first date or something? Because this is fucking deep.
No, this is what to ask your cult friend. That just went, like, really crazy.
Yeah, I feel like there's a hidden agenda with those.
If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
Nap.
Sleep!
Yeah, a nap.
What hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue?
Shopping! Oh my god, fucking
shopping!
I wouldn't, I hate shopping.
I love shopping. Drinking alcohol.
Oh my god, I do so fucking much. I do sewing, I do...
For like 5 minutes,
yes.
And then you'd get bored and
yes,
be like,
move on to the next
Rick,
one.
I've just bought a woodworking saw.
Yeah.
What would your perfect room look like?
Anyone that you're in.
Ah, you're so gay. Not gay, like, in the...
Happy.
Whatever, yeah. How often do you play sports? Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Every other...
Decade?
Millennia.
Yeah.
We play sports. Bedroom sports. Who can sleep for the longest?
Me. Who wins?
Which fictional place would you most like to go? Club Tropicana.
Drinks free.
That's why I want to go.
I know.
It's fun and sunshine. There's enough for everyone.
I don't know. What was it? Gotham.
Why would you want to... Oh, fuck off. You can't rate Batman, Helen.
Be careful what you're you're saying.
Why?
Because I like Batfleck.
I know.
I'd go to Gotham because it's...
it's a lovely place.
Yeah, it's quite gothy. Gotham. No,
I'm... You're not a goth anymore.
I am.
You're a stepmom. You're like a soccer mum, whatever they call.
Soccer mom.
Okay, what's goth about you right now? Why are you looking at your socks?
My underwear is black.
Yeah.
Black pants.
What job would you be terrible at?
Oh, God.
We've only got... How long have we got left on the podcast? Okay. Go on.
What job would I be terrible at? Oh, so like waitress, bar staff.
Waitrose?
Waitress.
Oh. Really? That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the... That's
I'd
the...
be awful. Bar staff probably, because you
just
have
any
to
kind of help desk, customer service.
No, because you can kind of pick the phone up and hang up at the same time and go, oh, they've cut off.
You can call them back.
No, I'd be inbound only.
I heard that about you.
It's so gross.
When was the last time you climbed a tree?
Oh my God, like when as a kid? When there was a need to, or it was fun.
The last time I was chased by an animal that can't climb trees. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, yawning, what would you... No, yours would be sneezing. You'd fucking win gold. What is the most annoying habit that other people have?
This sounds so weird. But let me get the whole thing out. I'm going to say one word and then I'll explain.
Okay. Guys, get a pillow and grab a quick drink if you need one.
Laughing.
Wait, sorry.
Okay, I said let me explain because it's going to sound weird. But there's a few people around that I'm with that have really annoying laughs.
Why, Alexa's...
What the hell did she just say?
I don't know, but she's offended by you.
Oh, my God. No, so they have... Yeah. Someone laughs every time they speak.
Like, other people's laughter annoys you.
Yeah, that's joy.
Other people's joy.
Yeah. And people, if you're... if you're on a desk joined to someone and they hit the desk constantly and it's like, oh, fucking hell. People that talk with
when
their
did you become
full,
so
people that talk with
so evil full. And like just
I'm not evil I just
cold hearted
I don't have much patience with people. I've never really had though.
Scary, because you weren't like this when I met you.
I'm trying to think about there's one thing that really
okay
sometimes won't work and I just want to hit
job do you think you'd be really good at?
Job that I do now, digital marketing.
Nice one, good answer.
Thank you.
What skill would you like to master? Ninja. Cage fighting.
Drawing. I'd like to be like you.
Why? You're taking all my shit away from me.
Yes.
That's the one thing I've got in this relationship.
No, you have your house skills.
Fuck me. Skills. My house skills.
I love you.
What would be the most amazing adventure to go on? Tibet.
Climb a mountain to get to a really nice 5-star.
Any question that starts like this, if you had unlimited funds.
Yeah. What is that question?
If you had unlimited funds to build a house that you would live in for the rest of your life, what would the finished house be like?
Fucking amazing.
Of course it would. Mine would be forever changing.
No.
Yeah, I'd like... Kind of like Thunderbirds, like Tracy Arnold, they're all just...
Mine would be, you know that £600,000 house I took you to?
The six-bedroom house that you want for the two of us.
Aspirational goals.
Okay, yeah. Call it whatever you want.
Something like that, like a big open plan downstairs, but with a couple of rooms that you could go. That was so weirdly unattractive cough. I like that master...
Do you find any sort of cough attractive?
Well, you just kind of... Oh no, you kind of wrapped your tongue over your teeth.
Yeah, look
that
at that.
Good.
Look at that expulsion of air.
And then it had like that master suite thing with like a walk-in wardrobe thing. It wasn't
you
really
just
want to
tell people like, you want to, all you want is a big house so you can take people around and go, It's master suite. We never use it.
No, it would be our bedroom. But that wasn't so much a walk-in wardrobe, just a really deep wardrobe that you had to walk in to get anything. It wasn't like you see in, like, American TV shows.
What's the difference? Oh, right. So you want Mariah Carey's... Okay, let's... Okay, let's... These questions get a bit crazy. Let's bring it back down to earth. What's your favourite drink?
Fipto.
It's so ridiculous, but water...
You like lemon squash, don't you?
Oh, ice cold lemon squash.
Don't say water. It's so fucking boring.
Lemon squash can be nice. You have to be in the mood for a lemon squash. It just reminds me of Harry
No, I love you. I love you. You're so... What's your favourite dinner? Just, you know... Tomato
peas.
Paste and
I
some
like peas.
Yeah.
I hate you.
What state or country do you never want to go back to?
I don't want to go back to Egypt.
Good, because I don't want to go to Egypt.
Woo!
Because I can't dress like Lara Croft for some reason. Because of laws.
Okay.
What songs have you completely memorized? None, because I've heard you sing. And you get every word. Are you? You don't get the words wrong, you get the tone wrong.
I do a remix.
Yeah.
Some Prince songs, obviously. A couple of... Well, one Kate Bush song. Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
What movie universe would you like to live in?
DC.
Oh, straight for that. You don't want to go for MC...
No.
MCU?
No.
Chris Evans?
Because I would end up slapping the shit out of Tony Stark.
You wouldn't. Because he would fuck
I'd
you
shave
up.
Shave his stupid goatee off. Are you right?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
You don't understand. What do you consider to be your best find?
Ricky!
Hi.
I found Tati!
I once found a little wooden art mannequin on the beach in Worthing.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet. Once I found some keys on the beach, and I used to love finding shit on the beach, and it had a key ring of Michael Jackson from the 80s on it, like Thriller, like key ring. So I threw them back into the sea.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a bunch of keys, like someone's keys.
Do you remember the advert?
No.
When it was like, when we were young, and it was, I can't remember what it was for. It must have been for like a car breakdown thing. And it ended with like the kid, the dad burying them. And it's like, can you remember where you buried them? I told you, in the sand.
Yes, yes.
So someone's probably looking for those keys.
They might be there. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
Life. At work, digital things.
Obviously, because that's your job. That's not wanting help. That's just what you're there for.
Just like...
Where
I
are
don't
you
know.
Going? They might not...
I'm just walking, Ricky.
Okay.
I like to have...
What takes up too much of your time?
Being awake. I want to nap more.
Oh my God, just... Like, you sound really depressed.
Really, Ricky?
Yeah.
No. What takes up too much of my time? Travelling. Driving to work. I'd rather be at work or be at home.
What do you wish you knew more about?
You.
Oh.
No, I do, because I think you're so closed sometimes.
I'm so closed?
Yeah.
Because that's not...
Like, you don't talk about your past.
You don't do that to boys, Helen.
You don't talk about your past.
What do you need to know?
Everything.
I have one. Get over it.
Okay, that's enough. I take it all back.
It's all been wiped by the government, Helen. You can't... I'm not allowed to. And plus, I'm scared you might get shot. What would be your first question after waking up from being cryogenically frozen for 100 years? It wouldn't. It'd be like, it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
They're not going to be here. Is Tati here?
Ooh. That would be an interesting discussion. Not, where's Rick?
Where's Rick? Is Rick with Tati?
He's in the bar downstairs. The cunt won't die. Oh God, I don't want to ask this because I know the answer. What are some small things that make your day better?
I'm worried it will be
tatty. Oh, I was going to say my penis.
It's not small.
But I just thought that would be your answer.
Really, we're not having a conversation about small penises after the last conversation we had about small penises.
What was our last conversation about
it
small penises?
It wasn't our last conversation, it was someone talking to us about small penises. But you can't say who it was because someone might be listening to this. Daddy
Long. Who talked to us about small penises? I'm really scared now.
No.
Has your brother been talking to you about small penises?
No, my brother hasn't.
Who's your go-to... She won't listen to this.
No, she won't.
Who's your... who's your go-to band or artist when you can't decide on something to listen to?
Prince.
Misfits. You don't get a choice.
That's not when you can't decide. That's who do you listen to constantly.
When he's had more than a half a bit.
Yeah. When drunk husband is drunk, how can you tell? Because fucking Misfits, come on.
See, I like this. Next question is straight about you. What shows are you into, Helen?
She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Life in Pieces. Parks and Rec.
Happy Endings.
Happy Endings.
Pickle Rick.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Who has impressed you the most with what they've accomplished?
You.
Thank you.
That's very good.
What have I accomplished?
Do you know what? Oh, marry me.
Distinction? Oh, right, yeah. That's what, yeah.
You call it uni stuff. Do you know what? I was thinking about this earlier, actually, while I was upstairs doing my bags.
Really? Like, I, you pre-planned this?
No, I was just thinking, I'm incredibly proud of, like, all my friends. When I think of people that I used to go to school with, I was looking at, you know, Zoe, Holly's aunt, my friend Zoe.
Yep.
Makeup name. So she's on Italian TV, I think, talking about her makeup.
I'm so sorry. Yep, carry on.
And I was just thinking, this is just, you know, I'm just incredibly proud of friends and stuff.
Like, 1 minute, your everyone friends are just snorting coke, next minute they're the head of a giant makeup company. No? Okay.
There's other friends.
There's other friends.
Yeah.
What age do you wish you could permanently be?
The age I met you.
40.
It's
39. 39.
No, I don't know. 30.
Because that just fuck people up.
Okay, that would make our relationship weird.
It would. I could just dive in you.
You'd probably have more in common with Jack, though.
I still do now.
Yeah. You'd be close to the fight.
What movie do you refuse to watch?
It's two.
Okay. John is it like a film and a sequel? Or?
No, John Wick.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
Right.
I've never seen it. I kind of want to see it, but I don't. I'd have to leave for that. And again, I was thinking about this yesterday. E.T. I can't watch E.T.
You've seen E.T.?
I know I've seen E.T.
Right, so no, the question is, what film do you refuse to watch? Not watch again, but refuse to start to watch.
John Wick.
That's it.
But I want to watch it. It's not because it's, like, terrible. Oh!
What about the Mariah Carey film?
Glitter. Well, I know about it because I listened to How This Get Made. That one that's... You watched it. It's on Netflix. Is it something about Dare? Or something?
Oh, Would You Rather or something, isn't it? Or Would You Ever?
Yeah, because I don't like the laser eye. Yeah. And any of the Saw films that I haven't been made to watch.
Oh, I love them.
No.
What is something that is considered a luxury, but you don't think you could live without?
Sandwich shells.
It's not a luxury.
Boom, political. It's
oh, tax, right, yeah, luxury. Okay. What's your claim to fame?
Well, I'll tell you about that guy that I copped off with that met online.
Is it like when I copped off with that girl who was in a thing? And
no. One of the stars of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? No.
I was going to fucking... Don't talk about it. Helen.
Down, mate.
Come on, man. I signed a thing. I
claim
didn't
sign
anything. What's something you'd like to do the old-fashioned way? I know what I'm thinking. Abortion. Oh, no, sorry.
Before that.
Yeah, rodeo style. Bareback.
I'm Ricky.
Am I talking about abortion again?
It's so grim.
This is a hard-hitting podcast, Helen. We talk about all the...
This sounds so lame.
Oh, God, what is it?
Making a cup of tea in a teapot.
Fucking hell. You are so old and boring.
But I don't drink tea, so it doesn't matter.
You're like...
Boom!
I'd like to, you know, weather a fence. You know, you're so like...
See, the only thing I can
make
think.
Make tea in a teapot.
Because literally the only thing
you've
I
got
think
a teapot, haven't you?
Yes, it's a very expensive
right,
teapot.
So make some fucking tea in it then.
No, because it's too big for one.
Do you mean
person.
Without the bag, just leaves? And like weird shit.
No,
not too old fashioned.
No, because
do you mean sail to like a country, pick the leaves?
Yeah.
Enslave a people to pick the leaves for you and bring them. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to just occupy a place, like occupy a land. What's the best single day on the calendar? What is it, April? No.
April the 24th. The night jacket. I don't know. That's a fucking ridiculous question.
Mine is December 31st. Why did you...
Because, of course, it's your birthday, it's your favourite
it's not,
day.
No, it's not just about me, it's about the Earth. Okay, it's the Earth's birthday as well.
Mine
it's
is
the Earth's birthday, Helen. It's not just my birthday.
Mine is the day that we got married because now I know
what
it is.
The Earth is 1 year older like me. I'm connected on a level that you won't understand.
Well, should we... January the 1st would be...
No, that's the first day of our next year. Again, you won't understand it because you're not part of this.
Okay.
It's just me and the Earth.
Okay.
We have this little thing where 10 minutes before midnight, we just sit and just chat. And we're like, how's it gone? Oh, it's not been too good this year.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a good one. What have you recently formed an opinion about? Me.
Tea, apparently.
Tea, yeah. Tea. Why is that a big thing? You're so English.
Hello.
Are you thinking about scones right now?
No.
Did you just touch the inside of your leg as you said scones?
You no, I
as I said scones.
Said
you went and then touched yourself a little bit.
I don't know. What have I formed an opinion on? Fucking Game and Beaver. Not fucking Game and Beaver.
Oh, as he would go.
Yeah.
Game and Beaver is a YouTube superstar.
Yeah.
Who I think my son. Is he likes way too much.
He wants a dog so he can call it the Game of Beaver.
Yeah. I'm never letting him name anything.
No.
When he's older and he's an adult and he's got a kid, I'm not going to let him name it.
It'd be Freddy.
It would. It'd be like, you know, this Bonnie. Is Damn the Beaver at Freddy's.
Yeah. Sister location. Yeah. Priest.
What are you interested in that most people haven't heard of?
Like, some really underground music.
Oh, not like Human Centipede or...
No.
Okay. What underground music are you into?
The stuff that plays at the London Bridge Tube Station.
Don't, right that's such a shit
I know,
joke.
It's such a dad joke.
It's so bad.
I like NSYNC when they're underground. I don't know. What am I into that most people don't know? Schitt's Creek. Losers don't
so
know.
So glad it. You said Creek.
Losers don't know.
How do you relax after a hard day's
work? How do I what? What?
I read that. No, I. That's. How do you relax? No, that's not right.
No.
How do you relax? After a hard day's work. How do you relax? How do you prolapse after a hard day's work?
I relax. Oh my god, I keep messing the table. I relax by.
Okay, how do you relax? Is what I asked.
By trying to pull your trousers down in the kitchen.
That's a word.
And
though,
then
isn't
watching
it?
You do that little crab walk, so I can't.
But you can say relax. Can you?
You can, you shouldn't, but you can.
You can say relax.
This is horrible.
Relax. Don't do it. It's not relax. Don't do it. Is it?
Stop
how
it.
Do you sing the song?
I can't sing it.
Relax. Don't do it.
Relax. Is it that quick?
No, it's relax.
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 Welcome to Jackass. Welcome to Jackass. What was the best book you've ever... Oh, we've done that one. What's the farthest you've ever been from home? Still going.
Somewhere in America, probably.
What's the most heartwarming thing you've ever seen?
When there was a time when Tati and Misty both slept in a cat bed, and it was so fucking amazing.
Okay.
Actually, when Jack comes in, well, he doesn't anymore. But when he
said, "Oh no, see, I've learned now. He's playing you like a fool."
I can tell.
All these I love yous and hugs. He's just trying. He's waiting for Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking to the wrong fucking person, isn't he?
And then next year you'll go, why is he not even, Rick, he's not acknowledging me. He's like, you fucked up.
It's when he went, you're a really good mum.
Again, so this that question was, what's the most heartwarming thing you've ever seen?
Yeah.
The next question.
What's the most heartbreaking?
If you were a dictator of a small island nation, what crazy dictator stuff would you do?
Crazy.
But like, yeah. Guys, is this thing on? Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hat Wednesdays. If you don't wear a hat, I'm going to fucking cut your head off. You know, it's like the jump.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, you're not going to answer that one?
No. Hat Wednesdays.
What is something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
Drink root beer. Oh, I don't know.
You are so boring, Helen. I love you so much. What's your dream car? See, right. Stop. Freeze. Freeze time.
Or is that
I right? Know that you're gonna say an actual car.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like a rum-filled bumblebee transforming car that can shoot and turn into anything. But let's just go back into time. Okay. What's your dream car, Helen?
Something sensible. You don't need to be too extravagant.
It's a Ford KA, Rick.
No. An Audi.
An Audi.
Or Volvo.
Volvo. I can't because it's trucks.
I like supercars. I like a Zonda are quite nice.
See, again, the word supercar to me is like Jetsons or Zoolaga. Kit.
Yeah. Batmobile.
Okay. Which one?
All the
ones. No, there's really only one you've actually
named. Batflex. Keaton's.
There we go. Okay. Let's just change everything. Let's just make sure we're still... What happened to your
half... Oh, shit, is it stopped?
No, it's still going.
Let's do... less than an hour, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I don't think we can hold people's attention.
Do you know what a proverb is?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna read out proverbs.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what they mean.
So you're saying proverbs, but I'm really hearing you saying proverbs.
Helen.
Relax with these
proverbs. Relax with these proverbs.
Okay.
Just ease off the lullabies.
Okay.
Two wrongs don't make a right. It's very simple. It's quite an easy one.
Yeah,
okay. The pen is mightier than the sword. Everyone knows that one.
Sorry, I missed something. Are you just saying them to me?
No, you're going to tell me what you think about them.
Oh, okay, because you're just saying them.
Well, the first one I thought you just agreed, and then we just went on to the second.
Okay.
You just kind of went, right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the pen is mightier than the sword. What do you think it means? Obviously, I know you know what it means, but...
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think in a fight, I'd rather have a sword than a pen.
Depends how big the pen is and how big the sword is. If the sword is that big, and your pen is like Jumping Jack Flash toothbrush style.
Oh, man, I want to watch that now. I love that bit.
But it's trying to convince people... with ideas and words, it's more effective than trying to force people. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. That's so wrong. I mean, it would be nicer if it was true. But I think you have a gun to your head, you'll do what someone says.
Yeah.
When in Rome, do as the Romans.
Fight to the death.
It says, act the way that the people around you are acting.
Not in every situation.
Yeah, these are really bad.
We need new ones.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Is that like something gets the hose?
If it doesn't put on the lotion. Labs,
yeah.
You can get better service if you complain about something. Yeah. If you wait patiently, no one's going to help you. That's not the English way.
No. That's
the American thing, isn't it? That's like shouting.
Thinking about that.
Yeah. Me. That's a terrible proverb.
Well, I don't know. We have, like, when we've had issues with Amazon recently, we have phoned and we've...
Yeah, but politely you just say, oh, you fucked up.
We have, but then I feel so bad because they're so apologetic. And it's like, no, it's not you. Sorry, yeah. It's your shit courier.
Okay, next one. This is more of a song, I think, than a proverb. When the going gets tough, stuff get going.
Yeah.
I think Billy Ocean said
this. Is the moral of it that Billy Ocean is always better than Boyzone?
What?
Billy
Ocean
is always better than
Boyzone. Okay, I was going to say, what the fuck are you even... That's the worst comparison in the world.
Was it Boyzone did it, or was it Westlife?
Yeah, it was fucking Boyzone. Strong people don't give up. When they come across challenges, they just work harder. Or make the weaker people work for them.
Oh, I thought that was part of it. I was like, that sounds a bit shit.
No, yeah. No man is an island.
No, but an island is an island.
Oh, a man is an island.
True. True that. Oh, you look so pleased with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Fortune favours the bold.
Yeah.
The bold doorstep challenge.
Oh,
people back. Who bravely go after what they want are more successful than people who try to live safely.
Yes, that makes sense.
Obvs.
People that run get there quicker than people who walk. Yes. It's just,
people in a plane can go higher than people in a boat.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, I'm a philosopher. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Yes.
Well, it depends if they're in the
But house, again, this is the greatest things about these sort of things is like you can go, yeah, well, that makes sense as a thing, like you should. But then you can sort of go, who would ever live in a glass fucking house? That's ridiculous.
Spiders live in glass houses. And,
honey, I'm home. I know.
Yeah, glass houses. Has anybody ever watched The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Don't want
to. Plus, you would have to clean it nonstop.
You wouldn't have to.
Always.
You'd probably feel the need.
Always clean it. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. It's the meek way. It's the meek.
It's the meek motto.
Bad things might happen, so be prepared.
Yeah, but be pleasantly surprised.
That is a ridiculously pessimistic way to live your life.
But you're never disappointed.
But, why would you always think of the worst?
You don't always think of the worst, but you just don't get too excited. Because it might not happen. Until it happens, and then you get excited.
It's the middle, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like, always be the middle.
Plateau, yeah. But err towards the side of badness.
I love all your fancy words.
It's like, no, it's like when you have a tattoo and you're like, imagine it's going to really hurt because...
You know. No. Don't ever... That's something you can't compromise on. Is that all right? Okay. Let's hope it goes all right. No, that's something that you should expect perfection.
No, that's literally not what I said. I didn't say it's going to be shit. I said, I panic, oh, it's going to really hurt. It doesn't. And it's like, oh, no, this is fine. Whereas if I go there thinking it'll be fine, then it might hurt. But if you think it's not going to be as bad as you think.
No, a needle going in your skin hurts regardless of what you think.
Yes, but it doesn't hurt as bad as it could do.
Yeah, it's not like being eaten alive.
Yeah. Thank you. Glad you see my point of view.
You get eaten alive. Better late than never.
Well, depends what it is.
Not many girls say that.
If it's a flight.
A flight.
Just be on time.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Better late or never. It's the same. Late or never, you're not going to go on the flight.
Yeah. No one says that about, cancer diagnosis.
No.
Okay. It's best to do something on time, but if you can't do it on time, do it late. What? That's a terrible way of thinking.
Oh, is that the explanation of the one above? Okay.
It's not a different one.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
It's just your tone of voice made me think it
Birds
was...
of a feather flock together.
Yes.
I hate that TV show. People like to spend time with others who are similar to them.
Yes.
Racism.
Yeah, they do. They're in groups. That's it. People form groups and alliances. Yeah. But
like
then,
in...
For the racist, you have the...
Land Before Time. Long necks stick with long necks and three horns stick with three horns.
And,
But Littlefoot and Sarah, they broke the mould.
I do not know what you're talking about.
It's dinosaurs, Helen.
Oh,
everything
sorry.
Can be related to fucking dinosaurs. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
No, because they're my enemies. Fuck off.
Exactly. I don't get that one. I'd rather have my friends close to me and my enemies far, 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 far away. You're right, Rick. No, you're a cunt. I hate you. I want to kill you. Yeah, come live with me then.
Yeah.
If you have an enemy, pretend to be friends with them instead of openly fighting with them.
No.
That way you can watch them carefully and figure out what they're planning.
No, that's ridiculous. ridiculous. That's just snide.
Hey, Winston. Hey, Hitler. Come hang out with me if you want.
That'd be really cool.
What are you up to? I'm going to find out. A picture is worth 1,000 words. It's not if you don't draw any words.
Depends what the picture is. If it's a stick man.
If it's a picture of one word, is that still worth 1,000 words?
If those...
Oh, that's like...
1,000 words
Inception. Pictures convey emotions and messages better than written or spoken explanations.
No, because Tony depends on the picture.
So why do I have to write an essay with every picture I have to do for my degree?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.